For more than three decades, the witty wisdom of columnist Irma Bombeck kept newspaper readers chuckling several times a week. A housewife in Dayton, Ohio, she was also a skilled journalist. Her syndicated column focused on the humor of everyday life, subjects like motherhood and domestic life. If life's a bowl of cherries, she asked, what am I doing in the pits? Bombeck has returned to Southwest Ohio after a fashion. She's appearing in a play. Well, not really she, but someone is appearing in a play that's all about her. It's called At Wit's End, which is the title of the column that she wrote. And here with me to talk about this is actress Barbara Chisholm, who is playing the role of Irma Bombeck in a one-woman show at the Cincinnati Playhouse that's up and running right now up on the hill in Mount Adams. So, Barbara, welcome to Cincinnati.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here and to be here with you, Rick.
Thank you. Irma was a daily fixture in many people's lives, but it's been two decades since she appeared in newspapers. She passed away in the late 90s, but she was really a regular fixture, three times a week in many publications.
And the widest distributed columnist in American history.
Could you talk a little bit in your mind about what she wrote about that so appealed to people in America?
Absolutely. Irma Bombeck was a baby boomer, so she was part of that generation of white women who were relegated to domesticity in the suburbs and
stay-at-home moms.
Stay-at-home moms, and then you were supposed to be completely fulfilled by this domestic goddess environment that allegedly had been set up for you. And Irma had an arched view of it, but at the same time, she really honored domesticity. She saw the value in being a mother. She saw the value in caring for a home, but also saw that it wasn't this paradise that advertising led it to be. So she wrote about it very honestly, but what made it so appealing and approachable is she is unbelievably funny. So I think while some of her contemporaries, it was the start of the women's movement, and she was actually quite involved in that. And some of her contemporaries were viewed as more strident, and the message was harder to hear. She just struck such a nice balance of honoring it, but pointing out how ridiculous.
And she really got her message out in many ways, well beyond the newspaper column. And she was a regular guest on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson loved her.
You know, she was a contributor to Good Morning America. And she became a regular contributor to Good Housekeeping and Redbook and McCall's. I mean, so it was almost impossible not to read her occasionally.
And she had, I can't remember how many bestsellers on the New York Times.
My favorite, I think it was her first book. It came out in 1976. The title was The Grass is Always Greener Over the Septic Tank.
She's good.
Yeah, she really is. I mean, it must be great fun to be portraying her on stage.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's so much material. I think that was one of the challenges for the playwrights because there's so much material. It's so good, and you hate to cut out anything. That was a real challenge
for
them.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about those playwrights. The Engel sisters, Allison and Margaret, who happened to be twins, kind of amazingly,
yes,
who also happened to be journalists.
Right.
So they were attracted both from a professional perspective, but they've also done some playwriting.
Absolutely.
They did the play,
quite successfully,
play previously, the one about Molly Ivins, which
correct,
I believe you did also.
I did.
So you have a bit of history with them, but could you talk a little bit, since you've worked closely with them, what was it that really drew them to Irma Bombeck?
Well, I think in many ways, the reasons we just talked about, and they're women, they're professional women, and I think they really admired her work. And also, I think, as you say, Irma Bombeck has been gone for a while, and we haven't read about her for a while, and they were struck that Irma's not taught in journalism schools, which is shocking for the most successful columnist ever. Why isn't she taught? And I think this was a great opportunity to introduce younger audiences who may not remember who she was because we'd perhaps let her slide in history farther than we should have.
I love this remark that I picked up from an interview. One of them said, she managed to be extraordinary by being ordinary.
Yes.
And I think that really encapsulates what she's all about. How did you meet the Engel sisters in doing this? Was it doing the play about Molly Ivins?
It was. And the Molly Ivins play had been produced, I think, once prior to our version. But it was still very much in developmental phases. And we really clicked. And along with David S. Bjornson, the director of this play, and the Molly Ivins. So the four of us just, you know, sometimes you find those people for whom you have, you're really simpatico. Mm-hmm. You really click. That's what happened with us.
Your first production of that, I think, was in Austin. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. And did they have any connection to Austin? I mean, how did it?
No, they had. None of them had ever been to Austin. Yeah. And Molly Ivins actually used to live in my neighborhood, so that was really fun to be in that area.
Yeah. So you worked on that show, and then did they come up with this idea and talk to you? I mean, were you more involved developmentally with this Irma Bombeck piece?
Well, yes and no. I hadn't realized I was being considered for this until pretty late in the process, which obviously thrilled. So in that regard, no. But it was the first production. So we were really building. Peggy and Allison had a script. It had a couple of readings, but we did a lot of building of it for the premiere at Arena. So that was really terrific to be a part of that. I don't think there's anything more exciting than giving birth to new art.
As we mentioned, she's from Dayton, Ohio, and her first publishing happened with a suburban newspaper in the Dayton area. So now you're here in Cincinnati. You've done the show in a couple of other other places, but have you had a chance to meet any family members?
Yes, it was unbelievable and astonishing to meet all three of her children. I can't tell you how moved I was, and the sense of responsibility to do justice to their mother, to whom they are understandably devoted and very protective of her and her legacy. And last year, I had the honor of doing kind of a staged reading version of the play at the Irma Bombeck Writers Conference at the University of Dayton. It was at that event that all three of her children were there. It was astonishing. It was absolutely astonishing.
So this is a play about a really remarkable, ordinary woman. It's a, sort of an interesting contrast there. But surely there is some deeper meaning behind this that audiences resonate with. What is it that you think audiences take away from seeing you perform this one-woman show about a woman who wrote a newspaper column?
Overwhelmingly, the response that I get to, for people who knew her, there's a tremendous amount of affection, deep, deep affection. It's so touching to see people who, you know, say all the time, oh my gosh, my mom always had Irma's columns on the refrigerator, Irma's books. My mom always, always read them.
My mom did too, by the way. See,
exactly. And my mom did too.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is that affection and nostalgia. What they come away with, though, is I had no idea of what a complex woman she was, how deeply she was involved, thought about things, cared about things, worked for passage of the Equal Rights Amendment. So those are the people that are familiar with her. Then there are a whole swath of theater goers who've never heard of her and are amazed by, why don't we know more? Why wasn't she ever nominated for a Pulitzer? I personally am affronted by that. I want her to get a Pulitzer posthumously. Yeah. She wrote about domesticity. She was a woman. So there is a affection for her, but there's kind of a trivialization, I think. Mm-hmm. And I am so pleased that this play, I believe, gives her the respect that perhaps has eluded her a little bit.
Well, I hope those of you who are listening are intrigued by this and will turn out to see it. Irma Bombeck at Wits End is on stage at the Cincinnati Playhouse on the Shelter House stage through June 11th. That's already a week longer than was initially announced.
Yes.
And who knows, people keep buying those tickets, might even be around a little bit longer. For more information about the show and the Playhouse, follow a link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with actress Barbara Chisholm about her solo performance as this beloved journalist. Thanks so much for taking time for this conversation.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.
Working 9 to 5.